Good evening. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Elena Kagan nominated to the Supreme Court of the United States. Europe rescued momentarily. They've patched the leak in the rowboat momentarily. You understand that rowboat needs to get to shore, and on shore awaits the welfare state. The market is up because it was oversold. There's no way out of the bad place right now. I'm going to talk about it tonight, but I want to talk about a good place to start with because I'm going to do a half glass full show. I always want to do that show. Adrian Smith is here of Third Nebraska. Nebraska looks just gorgeous all the time. And the last time I talked to the congressman, jobs were okay in Nebraska. That was several months ago. We now have a new jobs report, 9.9%. You will all recall that that number represents the number of people looking for jobs, a metric based on households. And the more people look for jobs, the higher that number will go. Congressman Adrian Smith, elected, well, serving since 2007 in the United States Congress. Adrian, a very good evening to you. The last time we spoke of jobs in Nebraska in the panhandle, things were good. Are they still good?
Well, yeah, John, I would say that largely we've got a pretty solid economy, but when the rest of the nation suffers, we do too. I mean, it's all about opportunity, and when there's less economic action and activity elsewhere, we're going to feel it. But I think that some of our conservative nature has kept us at a pretty minimal unemployment rate.
Well, can we huddle for a moment here, Adrian? You know, some of us didn't get reckless with our housing prices. Some of us didn't use the house as an ATM. Some of us didn't gamble away money in the stock market. That pretty much describes the people I'm from. How about you, Adrian?
I would say that that's much the case here with I guess we're conservative in many ways in not extending ourselves as consumers to the very edge or even over the edge and expecting the government to bail everyone out. And so they get obviously a little frustrated when they see other parts of the country who did not live with such caution and now expect taxpayers from every one of the 50 states to foot the bill.
You notice how this is beginning to resemble the Germans and the Greeks, do you? You know, we hear about California and we go, okay, I guess we'll foot the bill, but it really does get to be a burden. And right now, I don't want to talk bad. I want to talk good. What's good about Nebraska these days? What makes you optimistic about the recovery?
Well, that they see a lot of room for improvement in Washington. Hopefully not their current representative, but...
Right. No, you are not on the red to blue list. I check with that all the time. I'm thinking if Mrs. Pelosi puts Adrian Smith on the red to blue list, the world is upside down.
Right. Well, really, I have to tell you that even though our economy is fairly solid here in Nebraska, my constituents are very concerned about the direction of our country.
Yeah.
They're concerned about their relatives' jobs in other states. And when my constituents see policies like cap and trade, like the health care bill, and various things coming out of the current majority and the administration, they're nervous. They're concerned about freedom and opportunity well into the future.
I was speaking about the financial reform bill just the other day and the Senate, and the votes in the Senate are always difficult to interpret, but I'd like to think that Third Nebraska is responsible for turning Ben Nelson around. How about you, Adrian?
Well, there have been a lot of vocal Nebraskans, and I certainly can't speak for them, but I know that the Nebraskans don't like the health care bill.
Right. You don't like the health care bill. You don't like the on-high legislation from the Democratic caucus. And Ben Nelson is a good senator from the state of Nebraska, and he got himself in some hot water. And now he's voting against the dictates of his own party. I'd just like to think that the panhandle, which I understand is the common sense part of your state, not that eastern group, you know what I mean?
Well, that's right. Yeah, it spills over, I would say.
Now, let's talk about also national economy. Because there's good news in Nebraska, but there's not good news nationally. And you've been recently in Washington. You go to Washington often. And Washington is gloomy right now about recovery. The good news is for the Republicans, but the bad news is recovery. Do you have expectations of this year getting better for the rest of the country?
Well, if they do, given these policies being pursued, it will be a short-lived recovery.
Yeah.
Any recovery we might see. And when you break down the numbers and the impact of, let's just say, cap and trade.
Right.
It speaks
Which
for
is
itself.
About to be introduced in the United States Senate by John Kerry and Joe Lieberman. Yes.
Right. And it's bad for jobs. And there's no worse time in recent history that we should be clobbering our economy like cap and trade would.
Mrs. Pelosi forced a cap and trade bill in the House last year. I know you voted against it. Many voted for it who will be soon to be ex-congresspeople. Do they regret their votes now if they whisper to you between sessions?
Well, they haven't been whispering to me, really. I think that they probably do because it's been this piling on factor of how much far-left legislation can be introduced and passed while they have the votes. I think that the health care bill passed because the left wanted something to show for perhaps the political pushback that is bound to happen across our country.
The midterm elections. There's a primary in West Virginia tomorrow. Mullahan, I'm told to say his name correctly, in First West Virginia, is being challenged by his own party because of his particular problems. There's a primary in Pennsylvania next week, and I'm told that Tim Burns is ahead in 12th Pennsylvania. There are signs everywhere. David Obey's retirement for no obvious reason, and other metrics. You've been watching them as well, Adrian. This tsunami that's building for the Republicans, do you deserve it, or are you the default other guy?
Well, I think that's a very fair question. Republicans, when we had the majority, I was not a member at the time, but I think that Republicans took that majority for granted, and the American people took it away. The American people are in charge, and as the saying goes, that a minority in Congress plus the American people compose a majority, a governing majority. And, you know, we need to minimize the damage that is currently taking place legislatively because I think it hurts our country. But moving forward, you know, it's the American people speaking out. We need to listen. And we saw a longtime Republican U.S. senator not even make it in
the primary. Right. Robert Bennett defeated by his own party over the weekend because of the perception that he was business as usual and that he was not recognizing the doubts the American people have about the spending. The tsunami is not going to bother Nebraska, but it is going to give 40, 50, 60 additional Republican votes. What do you want to achieve come January, presuming you are in the majority?
Well, that would be a presumption. I don't want to get too,
I know, I'm just speculating here. What would be a goal for you if you could now do what needs to be done in the U.S. Congress?
Rein in spending.
Perfect.
We have to practice restraint because the current pattern of spending is simply not sustainable. And I know that's easier said than done, but the fact is the American people, I think, are arriving at the fact that they cannot look to the government. Many of my constituents don't anyway, but that the government should not be expected to hold the solution to every single problem, whether it's at an individual level or even a national level, whether it's a new program or an old program. Simply, we have to sharpen the pencil. This is not, you know, cutting the budget in half. If we would start by just slowing the growth, we would be doing well.
Congressman Adrian Smith, 3rd Nebraska, born in Garing, 6th generation Nebraska. That's back there with the blunderbuss. 6th generation Nebraska, sworn into office January 5th, 2007. So he's a sophomore, red to blue, not a question. Looking forward to the new Congress. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.